Alaska Republican Party leaders voted Saturday to block Homer Representative Paul Seaton, Anchorage Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, and Representative Louise Stutes of Kodiak from running in the 2018 Republican primaries. All three representatives joined Democrats and independents last fall to form a bipartisan coalition, taking control of the House away from Republicans. The Republican Party's State Central Committee says that violated a party rule about caucusing with other political parties.
The two penalties for that at the time are no financial support or access to our database, and also granting the Republican Party the freedom to try to recruit a challenger.
That's Alaska Republican Chairman Tuckerman Babcock. Babcock says Saturday's vote is an expansion of last year's decision. He says a court ruling in October, which says independents can run in Democratic primaries, also allows the Republican Party to block individuals from running as its nominee if they violate that party rule. Representative Seaton says he hasn't officially heard from the party about its decision and wasn't made aware of Saturday's vote.
You know, I just don't think that this actually comports with state law, that people can excise people from their party, or that they can say, yes, you're in the party, but we're disallowing you personally from being able to run.
Babcock wrote a letter to the State Division of Elections on Monday, alerting Director Josie Banky of the party's decision. Rule changes for the 2018 primaries were due in September, so it's unclear whether the state will honor the change or decide it doesn't comply with state law. Banky, in an email, said the division plans to make its decision within a week. The state has also appealed the October ruling to the Alaska Supreme Court, which could complicate the outcome. Babcock says the party knows the decision could go either way.
We'll see how things unfold, and we don't know if we'll join with the Democratic Party in the defense of the decision. We don't know if we'll go to federal court, and we don't know if we'll just accept the state's decision and just state our position and let the voters decide.
Seaton, Ledoux, and Stutes could still run as Republicans next fall if they're blocked from the primaries. Each would need to collect signatures in order to do so. They could also run as an independent or join another party's ticket.